The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. We always get our happiest Gospels on Friday. Gives me great joy to try to explain them to you. I can explain it actually by something I heard this morning. I won't say who, but I heard some people singing "A Whole New World." They were trying to upset me, I think. I think it's from Aladdin, is it? Do you guys know? Yeah, Miss Yusinovich knows. It's from, A Whole New World. Here's the thing, what we see in this gospel passage is there's an old world and a new world. And the old world, there's not much good going on. The old world is marked by the old ways of being human, like being greedy and selfish and fighting back when someone challenges you to fight. And the new world that's being opened up in Jesus is a world of peace and love and joy, and returning a blessing when someone curses you. Just as Noah, right? Noah was living in a corrupt world, and God chose him to make a pathway to the new world. So Jesus gives us a pathway from the old world to the new. And we want to take him up on it. How do we take Jesus up on this new ark? How do we take Jesus up on this new pathway to what is good about being a human being? Well, simply, my friends, we love him. We love Jesus. And if we love Jesus, that new world is opened up to us. And what great gift we have here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel and at our school, that every Friday we can come before Jesus in the Mass to love him, to give him our whole heart. And what a special gift it is, even more so, to, after we have received Jesus, to contemplate him in the Most Blessed Sacrament, to look at Jesus in the host, in the Eucharist, in the monstrance. Because it's there especially where we can look on him, Jesus, who has become bread for us, that our hearts can resonate with his grace, that our hearts can receive and continue to receive that love, and that we can give ourselves back to him wholly. My friends, when we do so, we put the old ways behind us and we leave them where they should be. And we don't look around like Lot's wife, but we turn to Jesus and follow him into everything that's new and good and right about being human.